Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. Joining us is Michael Eisen. He's answering your questions from his mailbag. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. How are you today?
Let's get to the questions. I'm doing fantastic.
Good to have you.
Here we go. Mike in Brooklyn. After watching some of the great Giants.com rookie minicamp highlights, DeMontre Moore looked a little bit underweight, maybe a little thin. Do you think he needs to hit the weight room if he wants to be a three-down defensive lineman?
I think all rookies need to hit the weight room if they want to play a lot. I'm sure that the coaches are encouraging him. You know, we got to remember with DeMontre Moore, he's only 20 years old. He's still developing, really. And, yes, I do think he needs to be in the weight room to get stronger and bigger.
Now, Sean in Greenwich, Connecticut wants to know, do you think Michael Cox has a chance to be part of the Giants running back rotation this year? Remember, Alfred Morris with a seventh-round pick last year. He dominated the league. What about Michael Cox?
That's right. Does he have a chance? Sure, he has a chance. That's why he's here.
But will he?
Will he? My guess is no, but really, it's hard for me. The only time I've ever seen Michael Cox play live was at the rookie minicamp, and he wasn't wearing pads, so it's hard for me to tell. He'll get an opportunity. My prediction, frankly, is no, but hey, let's see what happens.
Vicky up in Boston is keeping it simple. Michael, who impressed you most at rookie minicamp?
Ryan Nassib. And no, not just because he went to Syracuse. But look, he was going to be the one. He's really the only one you could pick out because he's really the only player other than Cox who touches the ball. I can't judge linemen when they're not wearing pads. But it was easy to see that Ryan Nassib threw the ball well. It was easy to hear the coaches praise him for learning the offense quickly and having command of the huddle and having the respect of his teammates right away and doing all the right things. So, Ryan Nassib easily.
All right, finally, this one from Mo up in the Bronx. He wants to know, does Ryan Nassib have an opportunity to pass David Carr and be the Giants' backup quarterback this season?
I'm sure he has. Tom Coughlin would tell you it's an open competition, but, really, realistically, I think it's a long shot, very long shot. I just don't think the Giants are ready to entrust their backup quarterback position, which the old cliche is the second most important position on your team, to a player who's never taken a snap in a game. That's why I think it will. The backup quarterback will again be David Carr, and for the first time since 2007, the Giants will carry three quarterbacks on the active roster.
Michael, OTA starting next week. Can't wait. Thanks a lot.
All right. My pleasure, John.
All right. Make sure you check out Giants.com for coverage of the OTAs next week. Have a great end of your week, a good weekend. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.